when we re-embody, do we have a choice of what century we come down in? Or I always thought that was the case. Like, we could come down and be a hippie or go on the wagon train. Or is there any choice, or do we have to come down in the time and space of the planet?
Well, what it isn't a matter of what we have to do. In every case, it's a matter of what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about this continuum, this flow that we've been talking about, and you realize that even in this conversation that we're having, where you speak predominantly from your physical perspective and we are speaking from our non-physical perspective in this co-creating at its best opportunity, that together we are causing an expansion of all that is. With everything that we contemplate, we go beyond what was before. So if it was less a minute ago and it's more now, when you begin thinking in terms of time, you have to understand that it doesn't matter what time you call it, it's still the leading edge, furthest, most expansion. In other words, you're not going to go backwards. You're not going to go back to something that was before. You're always expanding forward. And that was a good answer. In other words, it really answers this business of time, because you can't, as a physical human or as non-physical energy coming forth again, you can't come forth into something that is back from where things now are. It doesn't happen. It never happens. Whoever's talking about that is misunderstanding the premise of the eternal expansion of that which we are all about. Now, it's accurate that in the same way that in your powerful now, you can ponder last year or yesterday, and in your powerful now, you can consider the future, or you can observe what's going on around you here, but you're doing it from your powerful now. The most important thing that your wonderful question evokes from us, at least it's the answer that we so much want all of you to hear, is that as you've come forth into this body and life is causing you to expand or to give birth to further rockets of desire, you can never hold yourself back from being that which you have become. And when you try, it feels awful. You got to go with your flow or you don't feel good, you see. From the broader non-physical perspective, you understand that so completely. And never, ever in all of the universe of all of the physical beings coming forth into physical has anyone ever said, I want to step back from that which I as a leading edge creator have become. Not once ever.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.